Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, what's the company?
We're a third-party call center. Represent for more than one company.
Okay, listen here. I'm not going to play these fool games with you guys. Can you guys please give me a full refund of the account you guys charge? I didn't sign up for your service. I don't know who you are. I just called the number that was on my credit card statements. I recognize a charge that I did not do.
Yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name?
Edward Randall.
I have an account for Ed Randall. Could you verify your mailing address?
1701 Keesler Circle in Sassoon City, California, 94585.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was a contest entered for the iPad with the magic keyboard, and that was entered underneath the email address E-R-A-N-N or N-I-I-I at Comcast.net.
E-R-A-N-I-I-I at Comcast.net. Yeah, I didn't enter any sweepstakes.
Yes, are you familiar with the phone number 707-816-2528?
Yes.
And you said you don't recall entering any sweepstakes. Do you recall doing any contest entries or, like, surveys for, like, Costco, Sam's, Walmart, any place like that?
Nope. I bought some from Costco, and then they sent me something, but I didn't enter anything. That's why I'm calling you, because I got a charge on my credit card I did not recognize.
Yes, sir. So we can have this account canceled if you don't recall entering the contest for the iPad with the magic keyboard or doing any surveys. We can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. Our claims for fraud do get submitted through the local authorities. We'll prosecute anyone that has placed that order without your knowledge. So you do have to verify you didn't enter that contest for the iPad or do any surveys.
I didn't enter any contest for anything. You guys, I don't know if it's the same company because I don't even know who you guys are. But they said it was an iPad for sale, but it wasn't no contest. It wasn't no sweepstakes. It wasn't no checking no terms and conditions. It was all through Costco.
Did you do a survey for Costco?
I didn't do no survey from Costco or anything.
Yes, sir. What you claimed was a contest entry.
I didn't claim any of that. So can
you
guys
do
just give
something
me a full
for an iPad
for everything?
No, sir.
So
we
what's
can
the $7.95 for?
That's the contest entry. The $7.95 is the entry
any
for
of
the.
That.
You just said you did something for Costco for an iPad.
For $19.99, I didn't do anything for no $7.95. I didn't do anything for no $56.95. I didn't enter no contest, no sweepstakes, or nothing like that.
Yes, sir. So if you don't recall doing any surveys or contest entries for the iPad, we'll go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. The local authorities track the IP address. They'll prosecute anyone that has entered that contest without your knowledge. After 24-hour investigation, a refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days. As long as you're sure that doesn't trace back to you and you or anyone in your household, we'll go ahead and submit that claim.
You know, I want you to do what you're going to do, but I'm also call my credit card company because, I mean, y'all stuff sounding like it's just fraud and scamming people. So please proceed what you're going to do, and then I'm going to call my credit card people as well.
Yes, sir. So we already submitted that claim for fraud. Like I said, the investigation will be 24 hours. A refund will get posted in 3 to 5 days. Would you like a confirmation number?
Please.
C as in Charlie, 25, 89, 65, 19. The number 8.
Can you guys just email it to the email address? I thought you just
no,
you do
we have
that.
To give
no.
a confirmation number.
Okay,
well,
let me put in my little note. Hold on, real fast. Hold on. Okay, can you say it again? C
25 96 51 98.
Okay. And you know, what's the name of your company that you work for?
We're a third-party call center.
What's the name of it?
We're just customer support.
So who's on the name of your check?
I wouldn't need to tell you who signs my check.
Okay, listen here, man. I didn't actually sign your check. Stop being a smartass. Are you telling me you don't know who the fuck you work for?
That's yes, sir. You won't continue to speak to me like that. I'll go ahead and disconnect this call.
Hang the fuck up then.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great